anything between a pig and a full grown hog?
Yeah, there's some gilt, I think, is this half grown female pig. I don't know what they're really called between a and a male. I think they call one a castrated male a barra. I think that.
Yeah, are you familiar with the term shote?
Yeah, shote's a small pig, right.
What about these stiff hairs on the hog's back? You call those?
Hog bristles or pig bristles. Yeah.
And some of these hogs have these long teeth, you call them?
Tusks.
And these things that you pour feed in for the hogs over?
Trough. Now, I have heard some people mispronounce it and call them tushies.
Yeah.
Instead of tusks.
Right. Now, if a hog got loose and grew up wild, what would you call it?
A wild hog or wild boars. Now, in this area, at one time we had a number of wild pigs that some people refer to them as razorbacks because of the, they were kind of a nondescript breed, kind of skinny, and they would have a high backbone rather than being roly-poly.
I ran into a lot of that in Arkansas. You talked about castrating hogs. Have you ever heard that put any other way? Farmers going to go out to them?
Well, the phrases I used to hear years ago were cutting them. I think now people might refer it to a neutering, however that's usually used in a little more delicate circle rather than.
Would you use the same term if you're talking about a horse or a tomcat?
Well, neutering is more frequently referred to cats, I think. Neuter a cat, possibly a dog, but castrate the bigger animals. I don't know why any difference in the term.
How would you describe the noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned? You'd say, listen to that calf.
Bawling, I think would be the phrase, yeah.
And what about by a cow at feeding time?
Bawling, I don't think they use the term. Well, I heard a bull, talking about a bull braying, but I think that's a little different sound. Really hadn't thought about it.
What about, say, a horse at feeding time? You said a horse.
Neighing or stomping around.
And what about a lot of these animals all together, horses, mules, cows? You said you've got a lot of.
Well, it's a lot of animals, I guess.
Or say feathered animals like chickens, ducks, geese, guineas.
Or a flock of chickens, herd of cattle or horses.
Is there any general term or comprehensive term you could use to cover those feathered animals altogether? You say you've got a lot of
poultry.
People around here ever use the word fowl very much?
I remember from my grandmother's home, that's what they call the chicken house, fowl house.
Fowl house.
Yeah, sure did. I'd forgotten that. And they refer to guineas a lot of times as a guinea fowl.
That's interesting. Or say if you were frying chicken, you know, this piece that children like to get so they can pull it apart